Hi, Carl, and hello to all our listeners out there. As I mentioned last week, I'm an accredited member of the 75th Cannes Film Festival, and I'll be reporting weekly. The festival kicked off with a star-studded opening with Eva Longoria, Julianna Moore, Edgar Ramirez, Rebecca Hall, and Naomi Rapace. Man, that's just to name a few. Forest Whitaker accepted the honorary Palme d'Or. Oh, and there was a surprise video address from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Tonight's review, Top Gun Maverick. It's rated PG-13 and stars Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, and Jennifer Connelly. It's the sequel to the 1986 film, Top Gun. Tom Cruise plays fighter pilot Maverick. He's a rebel who is called to form a team of elite fighter pilots to serve on a top secret mission.
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell. Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice.
The director is Joseph Kosinski.
With all due respect, sir, I'm not a teacher.
Just want to manage the expectations.
This is your captain speaking.
The bottom line, I'm all in. 4 stars out of 4. Top Gun Maverick soars to new heights in all areas. Script, characters, and action sequences. Miles Teller, he's a standout. He plays the son of a fighter pilot who lost his life on the job. You know, his character reminds us of the sacrifices and dangers of the profession. I love this movie from the get-go. The music is awesome. Look for Lady Gaga's new song, Hold My Hand. Miles and Tom are incredible in all of their scenes. And Jennifer Connelly, she's just like a breath of fresh air. Thanks for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson, your national film and TV critic for Sarah's Backstage Pass.